Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben reached out to me and excited to get in whenever, you know, rookie minicamp gets done and start getting after it. You know, he reached out, said, hey, you know, good luck in rookie minicamp, and was really appreciative of it, of that. And like I said, haven't met him yet, but looking forward to meeting him. I think the media got kind of twisted around a little bit. I think, you know, he's a competitor. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's a competitive guy, and that's what I would expect.
Yeah, this is the story that just will not die and go away. The Ben Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph dynamic, those comments came from rookie minicamp last week. Rudolph on Ben, and Rudolph continues to try his best to give you the politically correct coached answer. What is the right thing to say? What is the most rehearsed thing I can say about this situation? What is the highest road possible I can take on this? And I think Mason Rudolph is coming pretty close to that. The last point he makes there, I think the media has gone too far with this. I want to play for you something that someone in the media said about the Ben Rudolph dilemma. And this person, it's not a talk show host. It's a Pro Bowl quarterback who's gone to a Super Bowl. And I want to hear from you. You're going to hear from me, and I'm going to want to hear from you coming up on whether or not you think this is an accurate description of what's going on here. Next week, it's Steelers mini camp. So it'll be the first time Roethlisberger and Rudolph are on the field together. I would think both guys would be here for that. First workouts. OTAs. And so former Pro Bowl quarterback, former Super Bowl quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck, gets on ESPN. And he is fired up about what Ben Roethlisberger has done, his role in Mason Rudolph's arrival in Pittsburgh, the way that Ben is treating Rudolph. Here is what Hasselbeck told ESPN.
It's disappointing, and it shows, quite honestly, just a lack of leadership on Ben Roethlisberger's part. I mean, when I read his comments and then I hear them, it's the epitome of immaturity and selfishness, quite honestly. Like, why say this on the radio? This has been my question for Ben Roethlisberger for years now. Understand who you are and the power of your words in Pittsburgh. You're the most successful quarterback in Pittsburgh Steelers history. There's going to be a statue of you in Pittsburgh someday. Understand that the radio station, your radio show, is not the proper medium to express these feelings that you may have. Close the door, talk to the GM, talk to the head coach. I mean, he was just recently, he was saying, hey, you know, Antonio Brown is causing a distraction that none of us need. That is exactly what you're doing. And if he would have closed the door and had that conversation with the team, I think it would have gone something like this. Hey, Ben, you've only played 16 games three times in your NFL career. You've missed 7 games in the last 3 years. In the last 2 years, you've been toying with us saying, hey, I might retire. It's not surprising at all that they drafted a quarterback. I'm just surprised at how Ben has handled the situation.
Okay, that's Matt Hasselbeck. And let me start by saying, for me, Hasselbeck has no credibility on this. I know that he played into his 40s and was a pretty successful quarterback, but I can't help whenever Hasselbeck says something about the Steelers, I can't help but think that he's got a preconceived notion or a bias just because he was on the wrong end of the Super Bowl against them. So when I hear, this is just me, when I hear him talk about anything Steelers related, the first thing that comes to my mind is I'm pretty sure this guy is probably going to take the anti-Roethlisberger stance just because he lost a Super Bowl to this guy. That's number one, okay? After that, So if I can somehow think from there, if I can somehow at least ignore that or put that aside and just try to concentrate on the substance of what got said there, is it right? Does that sound right to me? Is it accurate to say that Ben Roethlisberger, since Mason Rudolph was picked, has displayed a, quote, lack of leadership and immaturity? Is it a lack of leadership and immaturity? Is it behavior that is more consistent or more like that of somebody in their early 20s who just doesn't get the power of what they're saying or doesn't get their platform or doesn't understand how much weight they have? Is it immaturity? Is it Ben being too sensitive or not, or being uncaring or being a jerk? That's the way Matt Hasselbeck is making it sound. And, you know, I think one of the only things in there that I do think is right, I can't deny it, is that, you know, Roethlisberger's comments to us have taken on a life of their own. And for the Steelers, it's created an extra story going into minicamp. If Ben had said, you know, I'm a big fan of Mason Rudolph, I can't wait to go to work with him, then, you know, you've gotten out a boring start to Steelers workouts, but you don't have the public fascination or Steelers fans' interest in how these two guys are going to get along with each other. But I would disagree that it's immature behavior. Here's what I think it is. I think it's veteran quarterback behavior. I think it is typical star veteran quarterback behavior. If you're in your 30s and you think you can still play the game and somebody tells you that you can't, I don't think you, or either somebody tells you that you can't or the team is bringing in somebody to replace you, there are not a lot of star quarterbacks who react to that or respond to that well. Look at Eli Manning last year. Eli Manning cried at his locker when they took his starting job away from him. Cried. Blubbered like a baby. Tom Brady went into Robert Kraft, if you believe ESPN's reporting, and said, it's pretty much me or Garoppolo. The Favre-Rogers relationship has been chronicled. I don't need to go through that chapter and verse. So I just have a real hard time listening to Matt Hasselbeck say, well, this is a total lack of leadership on Ben's part, basically saying what he's doing here is something that you would not see from the other great quarterbacks in the league. That he's conducting himself in a way that is inconsistent or unlike other guys who are put in the same spot. In Baltimore, Joe Flacco won't talk to Lamar Jackson. And Joe Flacco is not Ben Roethlisberger. He's not getting ripped the same way Ben is. Is it immature or is it just expected? Is it a lack of leadership or is it human nature? I would argue it's just human nature. You know, what I didn't play there is, I guess Hasselbeck said, when the Seahawks traded for Charlie Whitehurst, how do you think that made me feel? Sorry, Matt Hasselbeck, you're not Ben. And the comparisons I've heard made, well, it was Tommy Maddox's responsibility to mentor Ben. Ben should pay it forward and do the same thing. Tommy Maddox and Ben Roethlisberger should not be put in the same sentence with one another. So I want to get your take on this. When Matt Hasselbeck says that Ben displayed a, quote, lack of leadership, that he showed immaturity, is this Matt Hasselbeck hitting the nail on the head? Or is this him coming across as a giant blowhard? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. You've got a Pro Bowl quarterback and a guy that lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl ripping Ben Roethlisberger. This is about as hard as I've seen a quarterback go after Ben since his comments to us. Do you think Hasselbeck is dead on, or do you think he's dead wrong? It's Cook and Pony on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.